news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Everybody in between, Rant Entertainment Media is the spot. It's Saturday night, baby. It's the Wrestling Call-In Show. No, I'm not Mr. Will. I am Morgan. It's your boy, the Impact Player, Hater, Mr. Philly Raya. Just being, I'm fire tonight. Well, anyway, welcome. Will cannot come on tonight. Last minute. I'll get into that in a second. And here I am, joining me as always on Saturday evening, because he's the co-host of this shindig, Mr. Rage. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. All right, so here's what happened. I'm on this gig with my father-in-law. He's a crooner. He's an old-school guy. He likes to sing all the standards, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I go to this gig with him. I'm like, you know what? He goes, can you record me? I'm like, yeah, I'll record you. Hold on a second. People are saying that we're low. Listen, I can't fucking please everybody here.
Jeez.
All right, here we go. All right, so here it is. So now I'm in this gig, and my wife's like, you know, I want to go out tonight. Da-da-da. I was like, oh, whatever. So I'll be home because, you know, we have Junior this weekend. And so we can't get a babysitter from now. I said, I'll be home hopefully by 10 o'clock if he's done schmoozing with these old ladies trying to get in their pants, you know? So anyway, P.S. I get home. I plug the phone in. And as I'm plugging the phone in, we'll post that he's not going to be on the show tonight. So I said, all right. I said, listen, I'll take one for the team. I'm going to be home. You know, wifey's going out with her hipster friends. Junior's asleep. And I'm on fire tonight. There's no baseball on. There's no hockey on tonight. You know, there's nothing on TV that's irrelevant. I have to catch up on some TV shows, but I can do that, like, you know, whenever. I said, why not? I'll hook the mixing board back up and plug everything in, and here we are. So, how are you, sir? How are you, Rage? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain. Job searching as usual, but, you know, I'm going to school, so I'm peachy.
You're peachy? Oh, that's good. Being peachy is very good. Let me turn my mic up here, because bitches keep complaining I'm low.
Oh, my God. Let them complain. Jeez.
That's all they do. It's all good, though. It's all good. All right. So, I have no format. So we're gonna wing ding this shit tonight because again Will normally has a bunch of questions, he debates, and we could do the same thing, but I'm not taking 17 people on the line like a fucking 90s party line, because that's what happened on my show last week with Tony C, and it sounded terrible. Well, 2 weeks
sure
ago.
Sure, he did.
Well, I mean, not his fault. I mean, once in a while, listen, you get a bunch of us on, and I do the same thing. I cut people off sometimes. And, you know, I don't mean to, it's just that I'm not looking at you right now, Rage. I got you on Skype. So it's hard for me to decipher when you're going to talk or not, unless I stop talking or you stop talking or vice versa.
Yeah.
So same thing with Dave. When Dave and I do our show, if Dave's not in studio with me, it's like I have to sometimes wait for him to get done speaking, or he has to do vice versa. Sometimes it's hard on Skype. So that's what makes us broadcast journalist extraordinaires. That's because we can hold it down and shit. So thank you to everybody in the chat room. Let's see who's in the chat room tonight. I saw my boy Matt in there. Matt, I'm not playing your sound because it's not our show. I don't want to be stepping on people's toes up in this bitch. Ben, if you, whoever Ben is, Ben to Skype. Name is Throwbacks and Awfulness. You can add us on Skype. The Skype is on. Who's in there? Nobody's in there. Mr. X is in there. I saw my man Iron in there. And whoever else is on there that's not having an ID. All right, so. So, Rage, you know what? In essence, this is pretty much your show tonight since Will is not here. So, I mean, I'm just a guest squirrel trying to get a nut as OJ Orange Juice Jones used to say. Remember that, remember that song? You don't remember that song. You're too fucking young. I saw you. And him.
Walking
in the rain.
Nah.
See, at the end of the song, he's like, I caught you fucking cheating. I'm taking all your credit cards. And you know what? I'm going to end the show with that song tonight. That's where you can hear the song. But he tells her, he's like, I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut. He tells her. But yeah. It's actually, if you want some trivia, if you're a hip-hop fan, it's actually the first R&B singer that the label Def Jam signed.
Really?
Yeah, Orange Juice Jones. The song came out in 1986. It's a fucking banger. Wow. It's called The Rain. So check that out. I'll play that at the end of the show. I'm not going to bore you guys with it. But other than that, I mean, this is it. This is what we're going to do. I guess we'll take the cue from Rage and the chat room. If you guys want to bring some topics up. I mean, we talk about wrestling. You know, it is a wrestling call-in show.
Shit. If we're going to, man. Okay. So, I didn't watch Raw, like I said. So, what I did was, before Phil even called me, I decided to take a look at the contract on a pole match. Not all of it, just the last moments of it, because I heard a lot of people were disappointed in it, as they probably should. So I looked at it. And I see that Dean Ambrose gets on the pole, right? John Cena is like across the ring, you know, fading in and out, whatever. So John stands up and he's staring right at Dean Ambrose. He's got the contract in his hand, like he's about to pull it down. John Cena makes a motion, like to like advance towards him. Then Dean Ambrose pulls the contract down. I am not gonna call this a put over. Just for that reason alone, I'm not going to call it a putover because of just how the whole match went down. He didn't really beat him. He just fucked with him just to get the contract. That's it. Okay. So for me, it proved all along that John Cena was not going to put over Dean Ambrose. He was never going to. And that contract in the pole match was terrible, which is, you know, makes me glad I didn't watch Raw.
Yeah, I didn't watch Raw either. Nobody put it in perspective just now. He said, pole match. So Vince Russo's working again?
Is he really?
No.
Oh, my God.
But that's he's making a reference to Vince Russo. And Vince Russo had a theme for a while when he was writing for WCW where everything was on a pole match.
Yeah, I heard they were talking about how they had, like, a Viagra on a pole match.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
Brass knucks and shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You guys listen to me on Wednesday's show. I don't want to beat a dead horse. Listen, it's almost unwatchable. You guys need to either watch something else or give me a better argument on what you're going to do to fix it. Because, these guys are here to stay. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You and the younger guys that do this and follow this and passionate about it, you know, I feel your frustration. And I feel like, you know, everybody's talking, but nobody's doing anything. Like, you know, Paul Erling, the great manager of the Road Warriors, used to say, everybody's talking about the weather, but nobody's doing anything about it.
Yep. And
in other words, you can't do anything about it. It's the fucking weather. In other words, you guys can't do anything about it because the E doesn't listen to the fans anymore. That's the bottom line. So, I mean, you know, we can't do anything about it. And when
except for not watch.
Yeah, that, you know. And I'll take a page out of Shining Wizards Matt's book. And he always said, he said it to me a million times. He goes, listen, if people don't want to watch it, don't go to the matches. Don't buy the fucking pay-per-views. This is before the network, obviously. Don't buy the pay-per-views. Don't buy the merch. Don't buy tickets to live shows. You know, all that kind of nonsense. But people still going to go. And, you know, yep. and us as fans and us as broadcasters now and us as people who are involved in social media, you and I especially, we use all sorts of social media between Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think it's important that, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Let's get some people on the line here.
We're going to get Phil to use Snapchat. Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
Wrestling call-in show. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Whoever that was, call back. Because I don't know who you are. But thank you and God bless. I tried to edge the conversation, but it didn't work. I don't know. Anyway.
And then on top of it, they throw NeNe Leakes in the fucking show.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't even know who she was till you guys told me.
Yeah,
a lot of TV I don't watch. Yes, Cash Cow, this is live. We'll try to add this dude again. Let's see.
Oh, God.
Wrestling call-in show. Good evening.
Oh, Steven.
Hello.
Stevie.
What's up, kid?
What's up, Stevie Ray? What's going on?
It's all right. It's all good. I'm glad that somebody was able to pick up for William.
All right, so a bunch of people called in at the same time. Who else is on the line here?
It was someone named Joker SMCKR. They just hung up, so I guess they're going to call back.
All right. Stevie Ray, what's good with you?
Sorry.
What's good with you, player? You all right?
I'm all good, baby. I'm real good.
All right. What's going on in your neck of the woods? Anything good and exciting this weekend?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. That's actually a good thing, man. When there's nothing going on, lay low. That's how we're doing it. Lay low.
Mm. Yep.
Anyway, so as Rage, you were saying, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, like, they already take, see me, like, it already makes a bad show already worse, and now they're going to talk, now, this Monday I'm here, and they're putting in Todd fucking Chrisley, and I'm not, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to watch that.
All right.
So, it's such horrible, horrible times for WWE. It's sad.
All right, well, it is what it is. And again, if I want suggestions, man, how are we fixing this? I don't want to hear how bad it is anymore. I don't want to hear about the writing anymore. I don't want to hear about John Cena anymore. I want to hear how we're going to fix it. You know,
how
it's,
we're going
to
fix it.
Right, how we're going to fix it. I mean, if hold on a second. Let me try to add this person. This person keeps trying to call in. Hold on a minute. Wrestling call-in show. Good evening.
Hey, what's up? This is Sugar Shane.
Sugar motherfucking Shane. What's up, player?
Oh, shit.
Ah, shit.
What's going on?
Nothing much, guys. I just started calling. This is the first time I ever, you know, called in to
because I'm on the show. Because I'm on the show. I appreciate it.
Finally.
I heard you singing, you know, I sold you.
That's right, and him. Stevie, you know that song, right? Orange Juice Jones?
Orange Juice Jones.
That's right, baby.
God dang it.
Ringing the bell for the juice, baby. Ringing the bell for the juice. All right, so anyway. Here's the thing. How are we fixing this? How are we fixing this? And listen, you know, it's great that we all give constructive criticism. It's great that everybody wants to, you know, shit on Raw, shit on TNA, shit on everything that's on television.
Uh-huh.
How are we fixing it? What, you know, that's what I want to know. I want to know from you guys, how are we fixing it?
For one, believable story, more believable, more riveting storylines. That's a start.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
First of all, you can get away with Hollywood.
Was that CD?
I mean...
I said we got to get rid of Hollywood.
You got to get rid of the writing. Okay. Shane, what do you want to do?
I liked how TNA was trying to put Bobby Lashley in that spotlight, being MMA champion as well as, you know, their world heavyweight champion. So I think if they, you know, were to keep building on that, as long as he didn't lose, you know, I think that, you know, that could work. I mean, he could be one of the first, you know, well, not one of the first, but definitely in that, you know, top echelon of guys that went to... as well as Shane, MMA and won both titles.
But I mean that's all well and good, but the way I see it, it's like whenever Bobby Lashley is on Impact, I feel like it's a cheap plug for Bellator.
In the same way
that whenever Lashley's on Bellator, it's a cheap plug for Impact. It's the main problem with TNA is that they have diverged so much from what made them good when they first started. Their X division is gone. They pretty much got rid of everyone associated with the X division. They brought in all of these WWE hack fucks, and some of them helped, build the company a little bit, but a lot of them destroyed the company. So I think that's the one thing TNA, even though it's too late for them. If I were to fix TNA, I would have gotten rid of all of the WWE guys and just filled it up with good young talent. I'd start building up that X division to be what it was back when it started. Make that the most important thing of TNA.
Do you think, like, with them doing this, cross-promotion thing with them on Bellator, do you think that's a negative?
Well, I think
basically
that's
what you're saying is a negative.
It's not really... I'm not... I think it goes both ways a little bit. I mean, it's good to have a cross promotion, but when it's so saturated with it, when all they do is plug the hell out of Bellator.
They plug Bellator Bellator because it's on Spike.
Yeah, but just because it's on Spike, true.
Right. That's it. That's and obviously Bobby Lashley is the cross promoting because their champ is their world.
Wait a minute, it's good that we're talking about TNA now because I watched Bound for Glory. Didn't order it. I watched it. And I think for Wrestle 1, that was a great pay-per-view. For Wrestle 1, it showcased whoever they wanted to. And it was a good talent. Great matches. I get that. But for TNA, that was the worst pay-per-view they could have ever put on.
It wasn't their worst pay-per-view, but I have to agree with you. Because of the strong style influence, it was a decent card down the line. I'm not even going to argue with that. Here's my issue, okay? My issue is you taped the rest of the year of the programming, right? There's no more TNA tapings till the end of the year, right? So now what they do is they're going to have their go-home show, their WrestleMania show, and everybody who has belts, I think except for Lashley, I'm not sure, everybody who had belts on that card is no longer champion. And it's not like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, where kayfabe was still in effect. This is an issue. The issue is all right, hypothetically, you're a Knockouts fan, right? I'm not. I hate women's wrestling. You guys all know that. But let's say you're a Knockouts fan, and that chick Havoc, she was the champion on the pay per view, right?
Yeah.
You know she dropped that belt already, right?
Are you serious?
That's right. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
right.
Oh, damn.
Right. So I'm saying that's the thing. All these champions are not champions right now in storyline. They tape for the rest of the year, and I know that because I sat with Brodus Clay a few weeks ago, if you guys remember, while we were doing the autograph thing, and I didn't want to be like the guy who was asking all the questions. Someone came to him, one of the kids, one of the, like a 10-year-old came to him for an autograph, and he asked him, you're a TNA now, and he's like, yeah, and he goes, what's going to happen? He goes, well, watch it, it's already done. So he walked away, and I was like, they taped everything for the rest of the year? He goes, yeah. He goes, I like, and if for him it's easy because, he has a kid out west, and, he's, whatever it is. Ben, you're trying to call in, but I don't know why I can't connect you. Try to add me on Skype. Throwback's an awfulness. Don't try using the phone line, maybe because of the way, I don't know. What the hell was that? Is that a kazoo?
I don't know. It was someone's phone.
No, I was charging my phone. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm the only one who throws sound effects
those
up in his piece.
Those damn iPhones.
Anyway. Don't get me started with it. Who cares? He's got an iPhone. I just want to hear the noise. You know, Swax in the room. What's up, Swax? Passes Adele. San Fran Giants fan. How are you? It's great chat room tonight. All right, so now we're bouncing around a little bit. So this is what I like. You can't tape all of your shows and then have the belts change hands, but then have your go-home pay-per-view people who aren't champs anymore have the championships on TV. For me, that doesn't make any sense. You didn't have Bobby Roode on the card, who's arguably their best talent. You didn't have the Hardys because Jeff's a junkie and he can't leave the States.
Oh, stop.
He is. Straight up.
Okay, I get that's true, but come on.
He's a junkie. He is a junkie.
Stop.
If he would have cleaned his act up, he would have been on that tour. That sucked. And arguably your most popular wrestler. And I keep telling this dude that I can't add him, but he's insisting on calling in. Try to add me on the Skype itself. So anyway, I'm sorry if you can't call in. I don't know why. Everybody else called in. I don't get it. I'm sorry if the Skype is not working. I can't fix it.
But yeah, anyway. TNA only had about 7 or 8 of their roster on that show.
Again, but you had your most popular wrestler off TV.
Their world champion wasn't even there.
Right, your world champion's not there. Your most popular wrestler in merch sales, anyway, Jeff Hardy, is not there. And Bobby Roode's not on the card. So that was a selling point for me. Thank God I didn't pay for it. But again, it wasn't. Again, the Strong Style saved it. Strong Style saved it. That's it. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I just know that if they get a new TV deal by the end of the year, I know Dixie ran a mouth on Twitter.
Ugh.
Said some inappropriate stuff as I'm belching up this friggin' meatball hero I had from that restaurant that I was just at. I got agita. But anyway, the thing is, too, it's you know, that's another thing, too. Dixie Carter needs to be off television.
She needs to go.
No, she doesn't. She owns the company. Let her own the company. Stop trying to be a glorified fucking fan. Stay off television. You're terrible on the mic. You're terrible in the ring. Stay off TV. You want to run the thing? You want to be a fan behind the curtain? You want to, you know, tweet your little tweets and have your little talk show and whatnot and have your little meetings in the back? Do all that. Stay off TV. Stop telling people you love them. Like, another thing is, I love Kurt Angle. I love, you know, Bully Ray. And I love so-and-so. And listen, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You're terrible. And they have the potential of fixing all this. They do. They have wonderful people in the ring. They have wonderful people that have great road agents. They have a good minor league system. They have good talent. You have to come correct with it, though. And if they don't get a TV contract, Global Force now is merging with New Japan, and they're getting a TV pay-per-view deal, apparently. And then you got the Lucha Underground stuff starting next
month. I'm excited as hell for the Lucha Underground thing.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, guys. It's a no-brainer. You have now. There's going to be some kind of alternative. I don't want to talk about competition. No one's competing with the E.
I hope no one's trying to. That's entirely too much money being wasted
exactly.
on trying to compete with the big dog.
Mr. Surfer, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Surfer.
This show tonight?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I came home, I plugged in my phone. As I was plugging it in, Will said he couldn't come on tonight. I'm home alone. Wifey's out with the hipster kids, and I'm like, you know what? Let me plug in and say what's up to my peoples, and you know, take care of some business.
So tonight you're Phil Morgan.
I'm Phil Morgan. I'm taking one for the team. Obviously, I'm better looking, but you know, that's no disrespect to Will, but. But Stevie, what I was saying is like, you know, nobody's going to compete, and they shouldn't have to compete. But if you're going to have all these alternatives now, I think it's apropos to say that it's going to be exciting now the upcoming year, man. I'm excited because 2014 was a awful year for wrestling.
Yeah, really?
I mean,
collectively, wow.
Collectively, well, I mean, outside of WrestleMania, you know, which was okay. It wasn't great. Outside of Mania, I thought nothing was over-the-top ridiculous. Now, you know, we all were excited, like, in the summertime when, you know, they brought Brock back and we knew Cena was going to drop the belt. And we were all talking about how great the story was going to be. And then that kind of fizzled because you know that Brock wasn't going to be on TV, you know?
Yep.
Guys, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to pull a call, right? Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, yeah, I think that and, like, I mean, there were so many other bad factors that happened, you know, between, you know, Warrior dying and then, you know, Brian being injured and now Reigns is hurt. You know, that whole Nikki, Bella, and Brie Bella fiasco. It's just, yeah, 2014 is not a good year to look at wrestling as a whole, I think.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I agree. I mean, the thing, I mean, WWE suffered massively with that Daniel Bryan injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roman Reigns added to it, but it's Daniel Bryan that really, you know, cost them. And they haven't been able to pick themselves up since then. And they've just been shitting. They've just been giving the same shit left and right and just.
What do you think?
The son of a guy walking out.
Let me ask you a question. Which organization to you had the worst year?
TNA.
Yeah.
TNA definitely had the worst year.
Don't forget the son of a guy walked out, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Who, Punk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Gotta stop looking at it that way. But yeah, he walked out.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not crying that he's gone, but if he was there, they could factor him into their plans.
Yeah.
You know? He would be in storylines going on right now.
Brian wasn't injured right now, and if Punk was still in the company, this Hell in a Cell pay-per-view would be entirely different right now.
I agree with that.
Yeah, there's some validity to that, Sugar Shane. My thing is, I don't like the fact that they make the Hell in a Cell a yearly thing now, where I liked it as a novelty where certain guys had to go to that point. Because, you know, and I've spoken about this. You know, I know Surfer and I spoke about this, and Dave and I spoke about this. The cage match was to finish a feud. The cage match was the do-all, tell-all to the final. You've exercised all of your demons. You've outlasted all of your options, and now I can't get you anymore. I can't mess around. I'm getting you in the cage, and that's it.
And I really think they're cheapening Hell in a Cell with those two fighting. Not because they won't put on a good match, but because their feud hasn't been boiled up to a point where it's like, I got to get this guy.
Is this the main event?
What, Ambrose and Rollins?
Yeah.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Not according to Orton.
So what, you're going to get another Cena Orton match from what I'm hearing?
But see what I'm saying? Like,
remember, Orton said to Triple H, whoever loses, get me in the main event.
Yeah. So that warrants to another Cena Orton match.
Orton gets to insert himself whenever he wants.
I'm going to call it now. This is going to be the worst pay-per-view of the year.
You don't know that.
I've said that too many times. I really think this is it.
I don't know, but here's a pay-per-view where your champion is not showcased and your champion is not on the pay-per-view. So now here's my thing too. You watered down the Hell in a Cell. You have no world champion for the first time in his for the first time in his prediction. Rage might be right. You know what I'm saying? It might be the worst pay-per-view of the year. It might be. I'm not saying it's going to be, but it just might.
Oh, let's see how the other matches stack up.
Yeah. What's after this pay-per-view?
What other matches? What else is on this card?
It's not that great. We don't know what game level these other matches may step up to.
The pay-per-view's next Sunday, right?
Yes. One of the best matches of a couple years ago was a TLC match. We had no Punk, no Cena, and you had all these young guys, and that pay-per-view had a lot of energy.
Are you talking about that six-man tag Hell in a Cell?
No, I'm talking about the TLC match. TLC pay-per-view they had a couple years ago.
Oh,
wasn't in it, and John Cena wasn't in it.
Okay.
I'm
drawing a blank, but if you guys tell me,
Punk was hurt.
Okay.
That's right. I know.
Okay.
What you're talking
all right.
About
yes. 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 Yes.
Supposed to fight Ryback, but then he got hurt, and then they ended up doing a six-man
tag
with Shield. And John Cena wasn't there either, and that tended to be a pretty good pay per view.
That was a pretty good match.
Yeah,
right.
But
so, I'm
about to look at this card.
Either way, listen. Either way,
if you're already going to set it in your mind,
no. I don't think we're going to set it in our mind. I'm just saying, like, you know, you look on paper, though, Surfer. On paper, the pay per view is not. It's not appealing to me. It's not.
Yeah, Ambrose and Rollins, Cena and Orton, Nick the Bella match, Sheamus and Miz, and Big Show and Rusev.
Yeah. I would say the pre-show is going to be better than this pay-per-view.
You know what I want to see for these pre-shows? Because it's obvious that they're not using enough mid-cards. I want to see some NXT talent on these pre-shows.
Me too.
Hey, they need to get some pay-per-view checks too.
Because if they cannot trust that mid-card to put on a decent match for the pay-per-view or even the pre-show, then I want to see some NXT on there.
And it's like that match that we saw on Raw that had Tyson Kidd, Adrian Neville, you know, Sami Zayn, and Tyler.
Yeah.
That match was probably one of the best tag matches I've seen in months. Possibly best match I've seen in months.
See, yeah. this pay per view talk is so boring that people in the chat room are talking about college football.
Oh my gosh! Did you see A&M got blown out?
I don't care. My Bulldogs took care of Arkansas today. So.
Oh my.
That's all I care about. That's all I care about. My Bulldogs took care of, you know, the
my damn Gators lost.
The SEC, which is the NFL light.
Yeah.
So anyway, I digress. The thing is, though, on paper it doesn't look good. I'm agreeing with Rage for the first time in a long time. I think I'm hoping I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I really am. I've been the pay-per-views haven't been bad. Oh, I shouldn't say that. They haven't been terrible since the network's been broadcasting them. Mm-hmm. It's just watered down Raws. It's pretty much what it is. It's not, you know, it's not. There's not a lot of substance to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to say too predictable, but but I want to say, like, you know, again, I want to be entertained, and I know I keep beating the dead horse, guys. I keep saying this every week. Tell me, you know, you can have. Listen, if this pay-per-view told a really good story outside of Ambrose and Rollins, I can give a shit about the Bellas. The Rusev thing is like, whatever, man. Like, I can care less. But Big Show should be off television. Give Rusev to somebody else.
No, here's the whole, people have argued me like to death about this whole Rusev thing. That the storyline is Rusev's gimmick. I get that now, but it's like if all Rusev is if all we're doing is putting up another person against Rusev in another USA versus Russia thing, like, isn't that getting a little old?
It's old, but it's nostalgia, I think.
Because this is what the third person. This is what the third person.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, it's getting a bit old. I don't know.
It could always be worse. It could be Kyle Lee being pushed in that spot. So,
sure.
it, again, if it's going to tell a good story and you throw Big Show to the wolves, that's fine. That's fine.
I guess we're not getting Mr. November at a Big Show.
What's up?
You know, and again...
Oh, no, this is going to lead to Big Show Mark Henry feud.
Which, again, I don't want to see.
They've been hugging and brothering each other,
yeah.
Talking about personal stories a little bit too much now.
Two 400-pound men rubbing all over each other. If I want to see that, if I wanted to see that, I would go to Times Square at 3 in the morning and ride the 7 train back and forth, and I would see that for sure.
My God.
Oh, goodness.
Can you imagine being in prison?
No, I can't.
Ew.
You come walking in?
No, I gave that up.
They're making Mark Henry look like such a...
Forget about making him look like he... Listen, he can't move anymore.
Yeah, I know he can't move, but God.
Come on, man.
Man, why? Why are you... hugging up against Big Show, losing to people like Bo Dallas and shit.
Right. So, guys, people are asking for Stevie Surfer to add Swax. And Swax, just add me to Skype, man.
Yeah, because he just added me, shit.
Right, so add me. We'll put you on, and no, don't put him on.
If he can't read that scroll above the thing playing, he got a fucking problem.
Okay, so then we won't add him. I'm a guest tonight. So you guys, you let me know how you all want to roll because this is your show.
Don't let Big Tone on. That's all I ask is don't let him on.
Again, this is your show. You guys run the show. I'm a host tonight, man. A guest host. I'm not, you know, my shit's on Wednesdays.
That TWO shit is ceasing tonight.
Anyway. All right, let's move on from this awful pay-per-view talk. I mentioned before the New Japan thing with Global Force getting that pay-per-view deal for January to be hosting Wrestle Kingdom. I know you guys. I don't know how big you guys are into the strong style, but let me ask you guys a question. A collective, how do you guys feel about if Jarrett pulls this off and gets the Japan stuff coming over here on a regular?
That could be big.
Well, I mean, well, it can be, but do you guys think it'll go over with the fans? Enough fans. I know there's a lot of fans of the strong style, but do you guys think that there'll be enough people for a good buy rate for a consecutive run?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like, you know, if he does, you know, proceed and, you know, does show, you know, this could be, you know, big or whatever, you know, that unsilent majority now becomes the majority, I think.
Right. What do you think, Surfer?
I don't know. I mean, I just think anything Jericho can pull off is going to be something we've seen before. Mm-hmm. I want to see something new and different.
Right. But I mean, you've seen the strong style. It's nothing different. But do you think because there's an alternative and not competition, like Steve and I were talking about before, it's an alternative, it's not competition, do you think it'll get enough interest for a consecutive buy rate month every couple of months, or maybe let's say like they'll have 4 pay-per-views instead of 12. Do you think that can get over?
It depends on who they're showcasing.
Well, they're showcasing their guys with a bunch of global four. Jarrett is cherry picking. If I can quote Chunky Larry from
Geek Street, you get AJ in there.
Chunky Larry does a really good impression, if you guys know Chunky Larry from Mega Powers Radio. He does a good impression of Jeff Jarrett and his database. I'm picking pieces from my database. If he's cherry-picking people from different organizations and independent organizations, it's not going to be bad. It's not going to be a terrible product. It's, again, now Japanese wrestling, they don't really focus on over-the-top storylines. It's more about the wrestling. I mean, they showcase stories, but it's not like in your face. It's not dramatic.
They're not storyline.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But wrestling without storyline, that can be unappealing at a point, too. I mean,
I don't think so.
You can watch people go through the technical aspect of wrestling, but if you don't feel like if you don't get the feud as to why they don't like each other or... You know, what kind of emotional storyline, then, I mean, it's just having just wrestling without storylines just as bad as just having all this silliness and not good wrestling.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So, I, we're not looking for competition. We're looking for alternatives. That's the,
yeah.
the bottom line.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom
exactly.
line.
Well, look.
Because I lost my alternative.
I don't need no wrestling organization to dethrone WWE or whatever.
Yeah.
Or take TNA. But I want just wrestling so I can watch different wrestling and enjoy each one for what it does.
No, I need someone to take TNA's place.
Wait, do you want not to compete? You want to watch something else besides TNA? Is that what you're saying?
That's damn right. I need okay. something. That's I need fair. Something to watch other than WWE. Because I'm definitely not going to tune. I'm not tuning into TNA anymore.
See, I want enough to come along that each company looks at the other and says, "How can we be better?" Because that's what see WWE. They don't have nobody pushing them. To put out a better product because they know that their next competitor is 20 leagues behind.
All right, let's say hello to Swax. Swax, you finally figured out Skype. Good evening, sir.
So what's going on, Phil?
You tell me, baby.
Not much. Not much. Just wanted to talk about what's
behave
going on.
Swax. Behave, Swax.
All right, always behave.
Now you can stop harassing us.
All right, so what's on your mind, man?
I'm hearing word that Brock Lesnar will not defend the WWE World Heavyweight title for the rest of the year.
Is that
true?
Is that confirmed, or are you just reading as on dirt sheets?
I'm reading on the dirt sheets, and I don't see anything that says Brock Lesnar is going to be appearing anywhere or anytime. During 2014.
Well, realistically, you have 2 months left, which is roughly yeah. about 10 weeks of programming, right?
So he could at least be on Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, or you hold off on him, put him on Raw once or twice, and put him up for the Rumble. That kind of makes sense. If you're going to keep him off TV this long, keep him off TV. Who cares at this point? I mean, we're going to complain because we want to see a champion on TV, obviously. But I mean,
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Look, if that's the thing, fine. But I want to see them pull their best out if they're not going to have the World Heavyweight Champion on there. That's what I want to yeah. see.
Okay. All right. What about you? What about you, Stevie? How you feel about that?
I am discombobulated right now.
Are you? Is somebody shaking their tits in front of you? What do you got going on over there?
I wish.
What do you got going on over there? You discombobulated. But, come on, man. You got to come correct.
Oh, believe me. When I get my wits about me, I will come correct.
What about you, Surfer? How you feel about that?
Surfer.
Okay. Surfer.
All right, Stevie Ray.
Sorry, I was muted.
You're muted?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you preoccupied?
He always does that shit.
I mute myself so you don't hear a lot of background noise.
He's fixing himself a snack. I get it.
No, I think Brock being off TV.
Come on, man.
No. I think Brock being off TV makes no sense to me. I mean, like, you're not seeing who's supposed to be the best in your company. If he's only going to show up, he's not going to show up till next year. They're telling you that the belt doesn't mean anything.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, but then again, this could be WWE's chance to show that the World Heavyweight Champion doesn't have to necessarily always be on TV. That was what we said when he won the World Championship at SummerSlam, and.
Not be on TV.
For the most part, they haven't. And for the most part, they've. I don't think they've done a good job at it.
Not be on TV all the time is one thing. Not showing them for the rest of the year is a total.
That's. I get you. All right, I get that.
See, I expected him not to be on pay-per-view. I mean, not to be on Raw every week, but I expected him to defend the title at least at the pay-per-views.
Giants fan is saying Lesnar's going to show up at the Elimination Chamber. It makes listen, and I agree with Surfer. It doesn't make sense to have him off TV, but realistically, you only have about 8 more weeks of programming until the Royal Rumble. And I'm sure their writing is about to run out until the next year, and then you set yourself up for Mania again. I'm at a loss when it comes. Like I'll use Stevie's words. I'm discombobulated when it, in terms of not seeing. I want to see a champion on TV.
Okay, if he comes back and defends his belt again against John Cena, right?
Right,
and he's not. I mean, like that's the other problem that the WWE have. It's not that it's Cena; it's that he's. I mean, not that he's wrestling Cena, but he's wrestling Cena again, and no one knew. No one knew was going after the title.
Mr. X is saying that Lesnar was on a hunting trip to Africa, so now he already lost half his intestines. Now he's going to go over there and catch fucking Ebola. Right? and that's
shit.
It. Let's say hello to my boy, Tony C's in the building.
Oh.
You know what? First of all, y'all need to leave the world heavyweight champion alone. He out shooting moves. He got bigger things to do to beat the hell out
bigger
of John.
Bigger things like what?
Eat Jimmy John's. That's about it.
That's right.
And negotiate with UFC.
It don't matter again. What he's doing. When he come back, he gonna whoop anybody ass who they put in there with him. So
partner, let me ask you. So Tony, by the way, Tony sees filling in for Mega Powers again this Wednesday. So partner, let me ask you something. So you think that him being off TV is okay for the next 8 to 10 weeks?
I mean, the belt, like we've established that the world heavyweight title and the continental title, they don't mean jack.
I understand. So, well, yeah, obviously, but I'm talking about for storyline purposes only. You don't think he should make at least a handful of appearances?
I mean, he can come on and make appearances, but as for wrestling, I mean, whatever. I mean, they don't need him now.
So let me ask you something. You think he shouldn't be at Survivor Series, one of their big 4 pay-per-views?
It's not. Ray's data, obviously they don't care about it. They're not going to put him there. No, I mean, what the hell? They don't care about it.
Last time I checked, there was a 30-day clause in having a championship.
Man, it's 19.
That 30-day clause is over with.
I agree with that, Stevie. They should have a thing that says if you don't compete within 30 days, you get stripped of your title.
I agree, but that went out with the flood, guys. That went out
with
the flood.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want that clause? Go find Bill Watts.
Yep.
And put him in charge of WWE.
And then nobody can get thrown over the top rope either.
Exactly. People have broken necks again, like Daniel Bryan. You guys want 30-day. Ain't this a bitch? Y'all want 30-day clauses now. Ain't that a blip? John, I mean, Brock Lesnar is fine where he is. Long as Cena and Orton ain't fighting for the belt, we should all be happy.
It's true.
Just chill the hell out.
That part's true.
I don't know about y'all, but it's just this Mania season, upcoming Mania season, is just not looking at all appealing to me.
I love Mania season. I like the hype.
Mania season is Mania season, man.
Like, the build-up behind it, that's fine.
All right, guys, one at a time. Let's hit 1992. One at a time. Rage, finish your thought. Finish your thought, Rage, real quick. Finish your thought, Rage, so I can get...
It's fine for the overall hype, but in terms of what to expect from what we know now, it's not appealing to me right now.
Swax, what are you going to say?
You know who's a fool right now, looking like a fool? Seth Rollins with that briefcase. He has nobody to cash it in onto. The world champion's not on television. The world champion's not going to probably compete for the rest of the year. And he's just going to carry a briefcase with a contract just for nothing.
Wow.
He's right about that.
We got a good
He's not. He can cash in at any time when Brock's dead.
On who? That's on what? There's nobody there.
He's not going to be there. Listen, for once in his life, he's got a point. Seth Rollins technically can't cash that in unless he wants to go for the U.S. title or the Intercontinental
Imagine that.
Exactly. But he can cash in with Brock. Whenever Brock comes back, they can write it in that he cashes in.
I'm just saying,
you want to talk about building titles.
No,
Hold on. Surfer, go ahead.
He can force Brock to defend the title.
Exactly.
What the hell does Seth Rollins think he is, though? Trying to force Lesnar to do something.
Hold on a second.
He has a contract. He can force Lesnar to defend the title anytime he wants.
Sugar Shane, what were you going to say?
I said you want to talk about building titles. Like, if he did that, it would
that
be
would
stupid.
Do it.
But I think that would do it.
But how fucking awesome would that be if he forces him to defend the title? Like, let's say at Survivor Series or at the Royal Rumble. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, that would be something different.
Yeah, I would definitely dig that. I would definitely
dig that. Cena's the only other person that had done that.
That may even put Seth Rollins in an impromptu face run.
True.
I mean, you know, honestly, I could see the heel versus heel at this point because, you know, one's working with Triple H, and the other one just doesn't give a shit. So now, I'm not saying it'd be a great scientific match because, you know, I mean, listen, Lesnar can go. Seth Rollins is really talented. It wouldn't be a terrible match.
It would be a fucking assassination. It would be a fucking mauling.
No way.
Everybody knows we're working toward Seth Rollins and Orton going at each other.
Brock Lesnar would tear Seth Rollins eight more new.
I want to see. You know what, Tony? A Rollins Orton run wouldn't be so terrible either. But then you go back to Swax's point. You're taking the emphasis off the cash in the briefcase.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
You're taking the emphasis off Brock not being there.
Right. So now again, so you like I said, you have another 8 to 10 weeks of television left before the year's end. So you know you have to do something. Something has to spark to set you up for. The Royal Rumble.
The Rumble.
Right. Something has to give. So let's.
I think he's going to do that. The reports are at the Rumble is going to be him and Cena for a third time for the title.
And that's when he breaks Flair's record.
Hell no.
Oh, man.
No, he's not beating Brock Lesnar.
Let's hope not.
No.
As I stuff my face.
It's exasperating thinking.
What was that, Shane?
It's exasperating thinking about that.
Is it?
I think.
Cena getting the title again, yeah.
So like, now.
He's worse than Triple H.
I don't need Cena with the belt again.
So here's the $99,000 question. What do you do with the Superman to.
Let him fight Rusev. Stick him on Rusev.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I do with John Cena? This may be, you know, contrary to popular belief. I would start building up a Cena Sting match at Mania.
What?
Hell no.
Nobody
wants to see that. I get it. Nobody wants to see that. But I'm thinking in WWE's
Hold on,
90s party line. Swax, go ahead.
Yeah, this is what you want to see at WrestleMania, like John Cena going against somebody that's just as old as your grandfather.
Oh, 56. Well, forget about him. Listen, forget about his age.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Sting.
Wait, so forget about his age. Rage, what's the premise of having Cena fight Sting? give me, no, stop, hold on a second, before we laugh at him, I almost laughed at him, I almost choked on my freaking sandwich. Do me a favor. Tell me in 500 words. Listen, 500 words or less. Tell me why Sting should fight John Cena.
I don't know. A moneymaker for WWE. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Why would you say some buffoonery like that out of your mouth?
Okay, but I'm saying it because, look, you
that's
need
like
something.
You in a writing meeting and no, you just blurt out that. Something. That's right there.
Wait. But you need something for WrestleMania. You have no. They have zero right now. They have zero. So it's something. You need something.
As much as I would like to see Sting have one match in the WWE, I don't want that one match to result in a loss.
Him carrying John Cena to a loss. He's going to carry John Cena the whole match.
Because I just read a report, Stone Cold ain't coming to WrestleMania 31. So
I thought he shut that down.
Which is disappointing. It really is for me.
See him fight. John Cena too. You want John Cena to fight everybody. Well, he probably could. He just take on one after another.
It would be nice to see a Stone Cold Cena match.
Rage.
Yeah.
So you want Stone Cold to carry John Cena and then lose?
Okay, who's carrying who in this match? Who really is carrying?
Oh, Cena definitely getting carried.
What's next?
Wait, man.
Listen.
Austin got more moves.
Rage, I love you, brother. You know I love you, but you're having, like, wrestling Tourette's.
For real.
So
I hate to see him in a WWE writers meeting. Let's do Vader versus John Cena.
Wait a minute. If I hear any more wrestling Tourette's tonight.
We could bring back Goldberg.
Yeah! Exactly.
Bring back Goldberg.
I'd be a fucking awesome writer. Fuck y'all.
I'd be blurting out mess like that.
Yeah, if the wrestlers had Tourette's, yeah, you would be the fucking. You'd be like, you win an Emmy. You'd probably win an Emmy. You probably win an Emmy award.
I put money in their pocket.
Right now.
Nominate me for an Emmy. I would be an awesome writer for
as a Tourette's writer. And then you know how they'll critique it like this.
Stupid
he stinks,
kid.
And I don't like him.
Yeah,
the stupid kid.
I can see him in a booking meeting right now. Let's do Firebreaker Chip versus John Cena at WrestleMania. Book it.
Listen, Firebreaker Chip is not coming to this network until Wednesday, okay? And that's a fact. Tony C, am I lying?
Nope.
We're bringing back FCP.
Get ready.
We're bringing him back, baby. We're bringing him back, FCP.
You have to make sense, my man. You can't just...
I know it doesn't make sense. I'm going based off WWE's thinking and the fact that right now they have nothing planned for WrestleMania. They have nothing.
How do you know?
Because I read a lot. I read a lot of reports. They have zero plans. They have a lot of plans were going. A lot of plans were directed towards either Daniel Bryan and then Roman Reigns. When they lost both of them,
they don't have no plans. They're gonna cancel WrestleMania again.
So what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? Are they gonna bring in a bunch of old guys to carry WrestleMania 31?
No, of course not, dude.
They can make it happen with what they have now.
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit. No, they can't.
Yes, dude, come on, man.
They can't.
Let's be realistic.
Wait a second. They don't trust who they have.
Wait a second. Well, no, you can't trust who they have to pick the next big guy. You're right about that. But you mean to tell me you can't book? You can definitely book a card right now with the guys in place. Of course, dude. Listen, and you said you're going to be here for WrestleMania. I want you to be sitting across from me. And if they do a halfway decent card. Not only are you going to kiss my ass that night, but you're going to help my wife fucking do dishes, okay?
Fine. I'll shake on that.
You goddamn right you will. Now, but hear me out, though, for a second. The thing is, you have no Daniel Bryan, you have no CM Punk, and you're not pushing the next guy. You have a bunch of NXT guys down there who a couple of guys may be even up. Now you're breaking up the Wyatts, so now those guys are getting a solo run. You're going to get some good matches. You don't have to have geriatric, fucking Undertaker, fighting you-know-who. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have that. As much as I want to see, I don't want to see him in. I don't want to see him in the ring. I don't want to see him in the ring. I want to see him in some kind of. And Mega Powers disagrees with me, but that's because that's Mega Powers.
And Sting, and the thing is, Phil, Sting wants to get in the ring.
If they can pull off if they can pull off a good Mania card with who they have, I will be.
You'll be doing
shocked.
My motherfucking dishes that night. That's what you'll be doing.
I'll do the.
Goddamn right. Goddamn
let's
right.
Face facts here. They can't pull off a good WrestleMania card with who they have now because
Rage.
They don't trust anybody enough.
Rage.
They won't even. I guarantee you, you won't see not one NXT star on WrestleMania.
You better bring your fucking dishwashing gloves because I'm not even turning my dishwasher on that night. If they have a halfway decent card and the room is compliant with it, you're not only doing dishes, but we're taking pictures of it and we're putting it on a rant. I'm sure.
You know
let me ask
no
you
problem.
This.
Know what they may so, have seen at WrestleMania? Triple H.
That's one of the rumors.
I don't want to see him in the ring, and I said this on
the
show.
I don't
want to
see Triple H in the Rock at WrestleMania.
What about Triple H?
I know. I'm just saying.
Again, there's the wrestling Tourette's again.
No, I'm just no, because
it is Tourette's.
Going off of that stupid taped segment that they had on SmackDown, I was like, I don't want to see that.
Sting,
whether it was true or not, I don't want to see it.
Sting can be the face guy looking to take back the company from Triple H and Stephanie. I have no problem with him in that role. Okay, I don't. He doesn't have to fight for it though. Which Triple H 40 something? He's got to be like he's got to be three, four years older than me, right? So he's got to be like 43 or 45 years old, right?
He's like 43, 44.
Yeah, chat room, get me an age on Mr. Levesque. But but the difference between Triple H at 40 something and Sting, I'm sorry. At 56 years old,
Black Scorpion
is a big difference. I don't mind 45-year-old Triple H in the ring because he could still go. As
I have to carry Sting.
That's the thing, Tony. I don't want him to carry. I don't want Sting to be carried. Sting was our hero, dude. Sting was our hero. We just saw some classic. Me and you just watched some classic Sting on Friday.
You know what? When Sting to me let me down. There was a match early on in TNA when he was part of that.
Hell, you can't even count that
main event mafia.
Main event mafia, yes.
Thank you, Matt. 45 years old, okay.
And he was fighting a match with he just didn't look like he was nothing. He was being carried the whole time.
Well, that's all of 98, Surfer. Once Sting came back as the Crow, he was never the same.
Forget about the Crow thing. The TNA stuff was almost unwatchable.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
but
it depends. Okay, wait, That depends.
All right, I was close. Sting is 55 years old, not 56. I was close.
That depends. Because all of Sting in TNA was bad.
Hold on, Swax. You were going to say something?
Yeah, I think that the best person that could work with Sting in a one-only match would be Vince McMahon.
Bullshit.
Because this is the storyline will set up.
More wrestling
Sting will come out, and he'll say that him and Vince has a history, and that for the last 10 years, Vince has been trying to sign me to the WWE, and because what he did to WCW, I didn't want to sign, and I have a grudge against Vince. And I want to settle it at WrestleMania, and it'll be him versus Vince. It'll be the last matches for both
Sting versus Vince McMahon in a Roscoe Scooter Derby at WrestleMania.
Stop.
I mean, Vince would really want to have this, to have one match with Sting at WrestleMania. Vince would absolutely go for it.
Right, but Vince
But
Vince is pushing 70 years old. He's not going to wrestle.
You're expecting Vince to work a WrestleMania at his age?
Swax, nothing you said made
any sense. Thing. Only one match for the final matches of their careers.
What is this, Wrestling Tourette's? Was the Wrestling Tourette's calling show?
Yeah.
Nothing you said just not made any sense.
Because he has a grudge against Vince. He doesn't have a grudge against
Vince. He doesn't have a grudge. Why would he have a grudge against Vince?
because he wouldn't sign with the WWE when WCW went out of business.
Okay, that's not a grudge.
You don't have against Lex Luger at WrestleMania.
He tried to give Sting money, and Sting said no, so Sting didn't hold a grudge? I'm missing that part there.
Sting didn't go into WWE initially because of, like, wasn't it because of, like, issues with WCW and shit?
Sting stayed out for a couple reasons. One, he had a contract with WCW. Yeah. He was going to wait till that shit ran out. And then, you know, there was word that he was worried about the way they were going to treat him. Fine.
Yeah. But
that's not a reason to hold a grudge against somebody. He just made a business. A grudge.
It was personal. It was like shit on him.
And then Sting found religion. See, we all forget that.
Yeah.
So,
but so did HBK, and look how he is. So,
well, HBK is a fucking, he's a moron, first of all.
He's a toots. He is.
Oh, damn.
You just call him a toots?
Yeah. And
he is an ass.
But you know why he's an ass, too? Because he's kind of hypocritical. Like, he's wonderful in the ring. I was never a big HBK fan, but he's wonderful in the ring. He's awesome. He's talented. But he's that, like, that hypocrite guy. He's the old person that's been a dick their whole lives, and then when they get old and sick, they find God. That's HBK. That's half our grandmothers at
WrestleMania.
That's half our grandmothers. The mean old grannies who are mean and for, like, all these years, and all of a sudden they get sick with the diabetes and they find God.
His whole thing now is, like, I'm not trying to change the subject or anything because, you know, I basically did, but he reminds me of a death row inmate.
Okay.
All you need is God now? I don't get it. Writing
all of his wrongs and stuff.
Yeah.
Chat room, Karl Malone versus Dennis Rodman, Sting versus SD Jones.
Okay, so I have a question. I have a question.
Stone Cold versus Val Venus.
So Phil.
Good.
So with who you have now, what would you do with WrestleMania? With what you have now?
I'm booking WrestleMania now?
Yeah.
Right now? Okay.
Yeah.
I would have Triple H fight a face of some sort for control of the company. That's one thing I would do. I would have Cena turn heel and side with Triple H.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that would make it more relevant. I'd have Rollins cash in that money in the bank and lose. Okay, I'd still keep Brock over. And I don't know what I would do otherwise. Because I would have to look at the whole roster, and, you know, you want me to do filler cards, Rage? I'll do that for you. That's not a problem. You give me 2 days, and I'll have it by next show. I mean, I'm just, but right now I would have Triple H as the control freak. I'd have a face of some sort fighting him for the company. I'd have Cena turn heel at Mania to go with Triple H, and I would have Seth Rollins cash in and lose.
See, that's Mania I would see. I would wash dishes for that WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You might be washing dishes regardless. You keep saying WrestleMania's going to be bad.
We're not getting a good WrestleMania. No, we're not.
Either way, we're going to have a party. So there's always a party at my house. And that's the whole hype. If you're a football fan, this is our Super Bowl. This is our Stanley Cup. This is our World Series.
Exactly.
So you know what? It's the hype, dude. I 2 years ago, you guys all saw it. 2 years ago, I took my nephew, my son, my niece, my wife, took them all to Mania for the first time. We sat upstairs in the nosebleeds. It was cold as shit. I couldn't even get on a merch line. But you know what? I was there with my kids and my family, and it was arguably the greatest day of my life because I saw them experience something I experienced twice beforehand.
You saw Cena hurt The Rock.
Damn. So that WrestleMania, was that like a once in a lifetime for you?
For me, no. But for my family,
probably went to 20, didn't you?
It was terrible. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you went to 20. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was at 20. Yeah. Me and Big Tank were at 20.
Who had a match on that card that stunk up the crowd? Stunk up the house, Phil.
Oh.
What was the worst match on that card?
The worst match at Mania?
Mania 20.
Was Goldberg and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
What do you think about AJ versus Stephanie McMahon for the Divas title?
At Mania?
at Mania.
That's the second best thing you said tonight, dude. Yeah, I would definitely
that would
do that.
Be absurd.
I would do that. But again, now you're putting that, like, the control of the company thing. Listen, control of the company, David versus Goliath, always works for me in wrestling.
Yep.
It worked in every promotion. It worked in every territory. It's that kind of party. That
while we're talking about the Divas, what happened to Naomi?
What happened to Naomi?
She got a job.
And you get that horse's hair of a weave off her head and handle her business.
She got hurt, babe.
Okay, but you know, in the midst of this ping pong match for the title, Naomi was supposed to be the next one up, and she didn't even get a shot. I know, but she's back, and she still didn't get a shot.
Because Vince McMahon said that no Total Divas cast members will hold a Divas
Which sucks, because Naomi's got talent. Now that I think about it, look, that whole thing with the Total Divas, I can agree with that. But Naomi's got talent. And Naomi should have had that belt at least once.
I think it's past that sharp knife right there.
Everyone else, we always agree on this. Bree is a better in-ring, she may not be good at that mic, but she is a better wrestler than her sisters. Yeah. And I think she should have at least had that belt once.
You said Bree Bella is a better wrestler than her sister?
Yep.
Because she's not married to that bionic fucking roided out monster.
Who, Nicole Bass?
She looked like she's getting some of his, she's saying her prayers, eating her vitamins.
So if there's only two people from that show that should have the belt, it's Bree and Naomi.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say Natty Nightheart.
But I would not, I'm telling you right now, I would not be surprised if WWE ever put that belt on Eva Marie. I would not be surprised.
Oh, no.
That would just grind your gears, wouldn't it, Ray?
Strawberry shortcake.
I would toss my TV out the window.
Someone just said the number one person who is not going to get the Divas title, that would be Natty Nightheart.
Good. Good.
She
want to see him put it on Eva Marie.
Is it me or you speaking of Natty? And I hate that we're entertaining women's wrestling, but whatever. Is it me or does Natty? Is there something different about Natty lately? Is it me or am I just maybe I'm just getting old and delusional?
How so? Yeah.
Like her look? Her look maybe? Like her attitude's a little different.
Yeah.
You know, like
she acts a little different.
It could be just me, you know.
Like a snob.
I don't know about snob, like her whole demeanor is different. Not like, you know, not like a, yeah, maybe a snob, I guess, I don't know.
I guess maybe she's pregnant. She's getting to her.
Maybe she is pregnant, but her man never pays attention to her, so maybe not, may not even be his kid.
TV is getting to her.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, that's a good point, Stevie. That's a really good point.
Who are we talking about?
Natty Nightheart. Thanks for chiming in, sir, Surfer, we appreciate it.
I think Tyson is
good. If I believed reality TV, I would really feel bad for that woman right about now.
Well, that's the thing, man. It draws you in. Well, not me, but
I mean, because her husband is just first he was so weak. Now he's like aloof and oblivious. And it's like,
he's a fucking tool.
He did hit her with the truth. He was like, all these years. And you had no problem with me now that we're married? Now you got a problem with me?
What Natty needs is a ride on Space Mountain.
Woo!
I'm telling y'all, man. I really think Tyson is gay. I really do. The way he interacts with
her. He ain't gay. It's just a scripted show. I mean,
I know, but I really think he is.
He's been hitting it since junior high school, man. Why?
I don't know, dude. I gotta disagree.
He
likes fudge now too.
I don't think he's a cake eater, man. I don't think so.
I don't think so. But he is a little soft.
I don't think you can be soft to hit Natty.
But come on, Stevie. Everybody's got that one soft dude in the crew, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
That one.
Just because he's gay, I mean, he's soft, don't mean he's gay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just saying he's soft.
I mean, just because my friend's mom used to suck dick in a phone booth, don't make her a call girl. You know what I'm saying?
More like a phone booth.
I'm just saying. Every crew had that one dude that didn't like to fight, didn't like to mess around, didn't like to was always consoling the girls after, you know, it's gonna be all right, guys. It'll be all right. But he's not. Doesn't mean he's a face taker. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't, you know?
The face taker. What the hell?
I ain't calling him a fruit booty or anything like that.
Right.
About it is that he just a little too soft.
A little too soft.
To Natty. Natty is bigger than him. He needs to be stronger.
That's because, you know.
Natty is just old.
I agree with Surfer. That's all scripted, him being soft on TV.
Natty's just old.
He's a little sissy boy.
He need to get in touch with his inner Ike Turner.
Maybe take off. Maybe take off my shoe, anime.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's the wrong woman to hit with a family like hers,
dude.
I'm telling you, like, if I had Neidhart as like a father-in-law, I'd watch
and
whatever
as
I did
uncle.
Every second.
Oh, dude, how
he might steal my shit. He might, you know, laugh at me while I'm dead on the ground. You know, like.
Forget about that. You just brought up
Gary Hart will whip his ass.
Tony C just brought up Ike Turner. How awesome was Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I'm sorry to get off topic, but he was amazing as
played that role. Nah. I got San Antonio. Nah. I can't have you.
Stop now. Ike said he only hit her once.
He beat her with a shoe.
He said he only smacked her once.
He smacked her once, but he hit her with everything else.
I hit her with everything but the kitchen sink now, dog, but I'm saying.
Do you see that? You see that look in his eye?
Natty is more of a man than Rage.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
Oh, yes, Wax.
Wait a second. This is the co-host of the Wrestling Colon Show, sir.
That was so disrespectful. I can't have you. That's why your girl's about to get eliminated
from the amazing race.
You see that? I've never questioned your manhood, Rage.
Bullshit, you didn't, Surfer.
Tony.
You never ever questioned your manhood.
You did it. Yo, you always do it.
How?
I ain't getting into this argument with you, old man.
No, I've never questioned your manhood now.
Swags.
Argentina.
Swags.
My name on it.
Just because you lead a long life don't mean it can't come to a short end, you smell me? You know what I'm saying, brother? You know what I'm saying?
Lawrence,
the hell?
Attorney will speak for me.
Who's snoring? Oh, that's Surfer. Never mind.
I'm not snoring.
Nah. I done gave up that narcotic. Nah. Go on now.
tell her to eat some cake.
Nobody's white man tell the same thing all day.
Tony, she won't eat the cake.
Nah, I ain't. Come on, eat the cake. Eat the cake.
Oh my god.
Eat the cake.
Oh my god.
You messed up my automobile. That's all right.
I gotta watch that movie now.
It ain't over.
You see his face though, Tony? Like the one. Remember when they were in the studio and she was I forget the part where they were recording and he threw everybody out of the room.
I know the words. I wrote the song.
Right, yeah.
You trying to help Ike?
Okay. That's right, yes.
Everybody get out.
Dude, his face, they should have gave him an Academy Award just for his facial expressions in this movie. I'm sorry we're not talking about wrestling right now, guys. I apologize. But Tony mentioned this movie.
Good. Listen.
That movie was so good.
Everybody get out.
Listen.
Everybody get out. We gotta work.
Listen. There's two people in cinema that I've ever seen have like a good just like character. That's Lawrence Fishburne as Ike and Denzel Washington as Alonzo.
and Training Day.
Well, when Ike hit that powder and told him to shut up because there's making all the noise.
Hitting that booger.
Shut up right there.
When Ike hit that booger sugar. You know?
Yeah, yeah, the white. You know, it was bad back in those days. You just walk around with cocaine on your forearm.
Cocaine in your pocket, cocaine just everywhere.
No, I just used to have it coming from the ceiling.
And you know that the cocaine was cut pure, man. They ain't put no shit in it back in the day, man. So you know when you took that stuff, you're probably getting zooted as hell.
I getting that Colombian good stuff straight off the boat.
They go directly to the boat.
They had on a living color. He snorted the cat.
Oh my god.
That was uncut kitty cat. But you know what?
Hold on.
Come on now, Ann. Come on, you gotta pull it through.
Hold on, here you go. This one's for you, Tony.
God, kill you. God, kill you.
Look, what y'all want?
They got any beer?
Hell no, they ain't got no beer, girl. Don't y'all want some breakfast?
No, none for me.
All right. How y'all feeling? I feel good. Yeah.
You should feel good with a hip ball that I had. Yeah.
Can I see your job, Miss Turner?
It's Mrs. Turner. That's a married woman you're talking to.
Well, when are you going to make another single, Mrs. Turner?
Who knows, you know? There you go.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Psst. Psst. We're sitting there. We're supposed to be celebrating, huh? Come on,
yeah, man. I'm supposed to be celebrating, I guess. I can see the turn of review. Finna go on tour with the Rolling Stones, huh?
There you go.
We're going to celebrate. Hey, can we get some of that cake? Matter of fact, bring that whole cake over here.
The highest line I ever heard somebody say in life. Die, I kid.
What happened?
The hell did you just say? No, you're not going to speed past that.
He smacked
that. I'm going to kill you.
And then he told them to clean the shit up, he said. And he smacks him with the cake.
No, Phil. But when you tell somebody, if you die, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, of course.
That's some evil shit.
His game was tight. That means Ike's game was tight.
If you die, I'm going to resuscitate you, bring you back to life, then I'm going to kill you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know this ain't about wrestling. I'm sorry. I had to, man. I had to.
Think about that, fellas. If somebody told you, if you die,
I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to kill you. If you die, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to use my defibrillator. Bring you back like they do in the Sizzler, and I'm gonna kill you. That's what they.
Game,
that's
you
what
called a bitch and everything. You die, I'm gonna kill you. You hear me, bitch? You hear me?
He was fucking.
And then after they got in the fight in the limo, they get to the hotel desk. You need a doctor? We don't need no damn doctor. Where the room at?
He should have been, dude. They should have gave
just
him
had a 12-round title fight.
They should have gave him best dressed. Best look in the face, best actor, everything.
Best hair. He went from the afro
to the sheen to that Beatles looking bowl cut he had in the diner. He had that. Oh man, yeah. My man was tight. I don't condone violence, you know, domestic violence, but his shit was tight. It was hysterical.
I kept his pimp hand strong.
Strong. He was the strongest. that's why. Why do you think?
Back in the early 80s, of course.
But what?
70s.
But why do you think?
That was the 60s and the 70s.
Why do you think Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch was so pimp? He took his shit from Mike. He had to.
She tried to run. She tried to run and leave with the kids. She was getting in the car. He's slapping her in the back of the head. Get your ass back in the car.
Get your ass in the car. Well, maybe take my shoe off, Adam A.
Damn,
I gotta watch this movie now. See what you motherfuckers made me do? Break out this movie now.
Let's go right to that line. You die, I kill you.
You die, I kill you.
You feel me? And it's like, that's what brought her back to life. She was about to hit the light.
If I pull that shit and poke, my wife would cut me. Straight up cut me. You don't do that to a Brooklyn girl, man. They'll cut you. They'll gut you. My wife will gut me.
Slapped
straight up.
Girl, slapped her down in the middle. Was that a Krispy Kreme or an Angel Dine or something? Let's bring the whole cake over here.
We gonna celebrate. We all talk. And like his boy, he was like, the fuck, we're trying to sell. We're just celebration here, like it was okay. Like he condones this shit too. It's like everybody condones it because it was like
they had all the coke on the plate. Like, so, lady, where you going? This ain't flour.
Can you? Oh man,
she tried to leave with the cocaine.
That's who needed the NWO. I needed the NWO. That's it. You know, I could never be that. You know,
IWO, the Ike World,
the Ike World Order. Rolling.
Bring it on.
You want fire me? I'm already fired, motherfucker. I'm already fired.
That's why I want to see John Cena fight. Book it.
John Cena versus Ike Turner.
His prime.
I'm gonna bring you back. Ike Turner, I'm bringing you back from the dead. Did you see the front of the post when Ike Turner passed away? It was like they did a parody, they made fun of his death in the New York Post. It was pretty funny. I forgot the quote though. It's pretty funny though. It was like Ike something. It was like it made the front page of the New York Post. It was pretty funny shit. But yeah, man.
Was Cena be Ike?
Yeah.
In a street fight. who going over in that match?
False count anywhere.
Motherfucker. Well, I get
some
coke in it.
All right, can I just do a rant? Let me just do a rant disclaimer. We don't condone or domestic violence or hitting women of any kind. None of us here, the views and opinions of Phil and Tony and everybody else on this, it does not reflect the rant.
I want to know if Surfer likes Cena's eyes with a coked up Ike. He going over. Hey, Surfer, he'll beat him till you get that. Somebody slipping some coke like a foreign object.
It's the IWO. I'm putting out a. Yo, Matt's in the chat room. Matt, you know what you got to do now, Matt. IWO, you have a job to do, sir. This week
in the back of the shirt said, "If you die, I kill you."
Make me take my shit off out of me.
IWO, you die, we'll kill you.
You die, we'll kill you.
I would love to hear when they do PSAs, like how the NWO used to be, like the following announcement has been approved by our. By the NWO.
No, the following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. You think I'm playing, bitch? Now, look at him.
Now, see, Cena, when I seen you looking at anime, right? Now, that's why we got a problem right there. You looking for anime. Now, when I catch you, Cena, it's on.
Don't make me get my boot out.
That's my line to Ike, say so. At Survivor Series, Cena, you going down. 2 out of 3 falls, Cena. Can you handle it?
Can you handle it?
San Antonio. Portland, Oregon. You going to Orlando, Florida, Cena? We going everywhere, baby. This is Ike's show. This is Ike and Tina.
What's going on the line here?
What happened?
It's you!
It's not me snoring. This is me snoring.
See, Cena, you can't get with me because I'm in here. See, Cena? I'm in here.
First of all, when I snore, it's because I'm saying I'm bored. Somebody's actually.
It's all about the Ike World Order. It's all about the Ike World Order now. I'm going to get some coke. I'll be out.
Somebody's snoring. Swax, is that you snoring?
No, that was my
Ike,
man snoring.
That's Ike hitting the cocaine.
That's funny shit. It's the Ike World Order, the IWO. Then we're gonna
do the finish. The way we do.
I'm burning. No, look here, anime. Even this picture on the YouTube is all pimped out with the chains.
Left a good job in the city.
Take it home, anime.
Working for the man.
Working for McMahon every night and day. That's what I did.
That's what I did. Matt's got to do this. Matt knows what to do already. Matt knows. Eat the cake. Come on now. Celebration. We're on tour with the Beatles.
And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
She even looks scared in this picture. You gotta see the picture I have of her. Bitch, scared as hell. Unbelievable. Can you imagine?
But I never saw all the good.
God, this guy.
Till I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. They will keep on turning.
Smack him with his guitar. You've been taking my strings off, anime.
He was the original Jeff Jarrett.
He's the original Slap Nuts.
I hit Tina with the guitar.
Boom.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Oh my god. Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. That's right, bitches. That's right.
Working for the man every night and day, though. All you need to do. Man never let him get a minute of sleep.
Good old
Damien
Sandow.
That'd be awesome. Damien Sandow is Ike Turner. How awesome would that be?
And Damien Ike Dow.
Yeah, make him beat up on Darren Young.
Oh my god.
That's fucking awesome.
Man. You know who has the best job in the company right now?
I do, working for the rant. That's dead ass.
Besides that, Bill.
What's that?
Besides that, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the best person that has the best job in the company right now is the bunny.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Now you just... All right. Now, oh, my God. Just stop this whole shit.
IWO.
That's the best job in the company.
We're taking over, Tony.
IWO was the originator for life. You tell somebody, you die, I'm going to kill you. That is
if
for
you
life.
You die, I'm going to kill you. Don't make me take my shoe off, anime.
The Pope would have told Nash and Hall, you die, I kill you. The NWO would have made it.
You think Scott Hall was fucked up on coke? Talk to Ike Turner.
He never got told he would die, kill you.
That's right. That's right.
IWO.
The IWO. Ike World Order.
With the Ike hits. They're tougher than the horsemen and the NWO.
You want to kill me? I've already been killed, anime. You want to kill me? I've already been killed.
They're taking on everybody.
Yeah, there'll be no visiting the sick kids on this tour.
I wish you could tell Ike you gotta make a wish. Make a wish. Make a wish. Make a wish.
I'll make a wish.
They need to be trying to move Wish Height. They need to help Height with Wish.
Awesome.
Yeah, try to get back on tour. Hell. I got San Antonio. I got Portland, Oregon. I got San Antonio, San Francisco. I ain't got time to be making no damn wish.
I am on tour with the Rolling Stones now. Don't make me pull off my...
Hey, Scott Hall, you late. $5 fine. $5 fine.
Man, he would say some real shit to Scott Hall.
You're going to be frying fish at the end of the week now.
Oh, that was too good, man.
You're going to be on with me.
Hey.
Nah.
What was that, Swax?
Yeah, Scott Hall be saying, hey, yo, I'm late.
Yeah, and then Ike would...
Oh, you want to say that, Ike?
And it was at Ike. Ike's pimp hand is strong, man. He beat the snot off of Rick, off of Scott Hall.
Be like,
Nah, I ain't taking no FUs tonight, nah. I'm not taking no A, no FU, no five, no five knuckle shuffle, none of that.
Following announcement.
I ain't selling none of that.
By the Ike Roll.
Selling none of that tonight. Ain't selling nothing that night. We got DeMar, we got San Antonio, we got Cleveland. I can't sell it tonight. See, I can't. Well, what the hell you mean you're tired? You tired? that's our name out there on the marquee.
Then the camera pound, does the close up, and he got that look in his face. Like, you want me to go where? Do what? No. And then,
I can't do that tonight. I can't do that tonight. I got San Antonio tomorrow. I got Cleveland.
That's right.
That's our name on the marquee. That's Ike and Cena. Not Ike and Tina. Ike and Cena.
He gets pissed and he smacks Lillian Garcia with the shoe.
Oh, shit. Ah, damn.
Yeah, now this ain't PG no more because now you're sniffing coke. You're beating up bitches. It's like the Attitude Era, like 10 times.
She announced, welcome Ike and Miss Tina. That's a married woman, bitch. You done slacked because she didn't say Mrs.
Bring that whole cake over here.
Now, what you say now, Vince? You say what now? I got to do what? I got to go where?
The following announcement.
No, Vince. No. Hold on, Vince. Hold on.
Vince is supplying.
Like Tully Pimp Slap Baby Doll. Exactly, Lee. See, good.
Ico Pro. He be looking like Lex Luger back in 93.
Did you see Lee's quote in the chat room? Like Tully Pimp Slapping Baby Doll. Goddamn right. Baby Doll, if you put your hands
No. See, this is my woman right here, Dustin. You can't be talking to anime like that.
Look here with your funny glasses here, Ike Turner. If you put your hand on my $150 lid, I'm going to smack them lips to the side of your face.
Now, what you say to me? This white man, what you say to me? What you say to me? This Ike Turner here. This Ike and Cena.
You see this here, Bell Buckle boy?
Say what, big white man, what you say?
You see this here, Bell Buckle boy? I smacked more bitches with this bell.
Whoa. Hey, Frost, did you just call me a boy, Frost?
I called you, that is a racially ethnic word, and I just used it. I used it, man, if you will.
Hold my boot. Now let's go, big white man. You ready to go now? I done got my energy now. I'm ready to go now. Now tomorrow I got San Antonio, I got Cleveland, I got Orlando, Florida, but I'm ready to go right now. let's go, big white man. Where you at? Yeah, I'm ready. Got my guitar. I'm ready. Let's go. Bring that whole cake over here while you're at it. So I give it to the big white man. Come on, big white man. Come on. What they call you? Dusty? Right. Whatever your name is. Back in the corner. Die, kid. IW.
Who be bad now? Deal on him, brother.
He'll be bad now.
Let me tell you something, big white man. I don't mess around with toilet seats neither, so you ain't give me near the man's room.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that. You
going there, huh?
Taskmaster had an idea to go to the Euros there, but Benoit fighting back. This is the best I've ever seen when you talk about street fighting falls anywhere right here.
Right there with security.
Wow. I tell you,
there's a lady. There's a lady in the man's bathroom.
Get a bathroom, Adam Ace.
There is a woman in the man's
Get bathroom. Get your ass out the bathroom, Adam Ace.
Can you believe that? Yes,
I can. Can you believe that?
Hold on, now, Destiny, what'd you say about Adam Ace? Now, that's my woman.
I will hit that bitch. I will hit that bitch in the groin with a tartar seat. Oh man!
You know, you know what? Nah. See what you done did? You broke the window on my nice automobile. That's okay, Dustin. That's okay. That's okay, big white man. It
All
ain't
we
no...
do is see a Cadillac.
It ain't over. It ain't over.
I'm sick and tired of these overpaid color people coming into my ring.
And I'm hold on, big white man. Now. Hold on. Calling Ike overpaid.
We need an Ike.
It costs money now.
We need an Ike. Quality. This is what we need. We need an Ike Turner persona in professional wrestling right now. I'm calling it. It's fucking clever. We just spent almost a half hour on Ike Turner.
On Ike Turner.
Back
in the day, you had an Ike Turner persona. His name was Ric Flair.
Goddamn right. It's true. That's right.
I come to your town, I slap your woman, and then I leave.
What was that one line he said? If Arn wants to slap Road Warrior Animal, he'll do it.
If Arn wants to slap Road Warrior Animal, he'll do it.
Forget it, man. Forget
if Tully wants to slap Road Warrior Animal, he'll do it.
It's exactly right.
If I want to slap Dusty Rhodes, I'll do it.
Damn.
Oh my god.
So you tell me that 20 minutes of radio wasn't as good as 7 months of Monday Night Raw. See what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
All right. So we can stop talking about how bad fucking Raw is. We'll stop talking about how bad TNA is and
entertain
we can make up our own names.
But definitely need an Ike Turner. We need one.
WrestleMania 31, Ike Turner versus Ric Flair. Imagine them promos. Oh.
Woo!
Ike, I'm coming for anime. Woo! She's going to roll my river all night long, brother.
Oh.
Now, see, Rick, now, you done took it too damn far now. You talking about anime roll the rivers. She don't want to rule my river now.
So let me
now
ask you something.
Bring that cake on over here.
So who would be the Virgil of the Ike World Order?
Who would be the Vince?
Yeah, who would be the Vincent? Who would be the Vincent of the Ike World Order? That's your homework. That's your homework, Rage. That's your homework. Get me Vincent. Who's going to be the Vincent of the Ike World Order?
Oh, my God. All right.
Nah.
His supplier?
Nah.
My God.
Scarface.
That's okay. Another Quelo. She love me in the morning.
Ain't that right, friend?
That's okay.
Nah. Tony, your nose getting a little too wide. You using up too much coke. Nah.
What's your name? Hancock? Where's you from? Baltimore?
No. I'm from Nutbush, Tennessee now, but I'm saying that. I'm a coach now. I'm a motivation now. Now, bring that whole cake on over here.
Bring that whole cake on over here.
Ike World Order. Die will kill you.
The final.
Fucking Montana. You want a war? You got a war.
Book it on the t-shirt. Book it.
That's funny shit, man.
I want that on a t-shirt.
That's why we not.
Tony Montana Horseman.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something, man. Okay? Every time I come on television, I see fucking Dusty Rhodes. I see fucking Magnum T.A. I see the Dusty Rhodes and wannabes. I see, look at this guy. Look at Buddy Landell. Look at this fucking guy. With his guts. Wearing his stupid robe. Let me tell you something, David Crockett. I come here to Georgia because I want to be the champion, okay? You know what's something about cocaine? Igame! Listen to me, man. I will fuck every single one of your wrestlers in your ass, okay? Every single fucking time.
How did you come over here? How did you get to America?
I was, listen to me, I learned English from watching the movie Jimmy Cagney. That's right. That's what I do. I learn English. I come here. I was a political prisoner from Cuba, okay? That was me, okay? Don't you fuck with me, David Crockett. I want a title shot today. Gary Hart told me I can have a fucking title shot. Don't blow fucking smoke up my asshole, okay? I am Tony Montana.
Wow.
David Crockett.
Rage is completely cracking up tonight.
That's I'm because done. Rage I'm has done. Fucking wrestling Tourette's. Him and the fucking slacks, I got Tourette's.
Oh my god!
No, David Crockett, as I sit in the back and I watch my monitor, I see this big wetback Tony Montana come out here and tell him that he wants a shot at the Nature Boy. But that's why I was born with a gold spoon in my mouth. I stay on the big side, big house. On the big side of town.
Look at you with your
and
big.
I'm having a hard time keeping these gators down.
Look at you with your Woo! Big fucking nose, okay? And your stupid hair. Let me tell you something, Nature Boy. You know Nature. No, you know Nature. Nothing. I fucking bury Nature. That's what I do, okay? You know something about titles? Igame, okay? I will motherfuck you and all your girls in your jets and your limousines, okay? Don't fuck around, David. Look, I want this title shot today.
Nah, Tony, calm down. Nah, Tony, they promised us if you didn't get too excited, they'll give us a whole lot of coke, man. Calm down, now. We need this coke, man.
Fucking Flair. You know Flair would say something about his sister, too.
Oh, yeah, right? Well, you know something. That's Tony, fucking genius. Don't you even fucking look at her, okay? Don't you fucking look at her.
Tony, your sister.
She's gonna be riding.
Sister rides Space Mountain all night long.
I don't want your fucking white piece of bread on my sister, okay?
Oh, Tony, stay all night, stay a little longer. Woo!
I got a lawyer, okay? I got a lawyer, Flair. He's good. He's so good, but tomorrow you'll be working in Alaska. So dress warm. Okay?
You know what? Okay. Your sister likes to ride Space Mountain. Como se llama? Woo!
Woo! Oh my god.
That's right.
I'm done.
Pass me the coke, Tony, now. Pass me. You hogging all the coke, now.
See, listen, this is all your fault. All this guy, see, this is what happens when wrestling really. See, I gotta give it to guys like Will and Double A and all the other shows that talk about regular wrestling all the time, mainly because it's terrible, and to keep the conversation, I listen to a show now. There's two kids on college radio, the chat down. I'll give them a quick shout, Dan and Dan, the new friends of the network. And all they do, their entire show, is cover Raw and SmackDown. And it's like, I'm just beside myself. Like, I love those guys to death, but it's like beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Okay, you put 20 minutes of this shit in of us being idiots, and that's more entertaining than fucking, you know, than half the stuff you've seen on television in the last 6 months. And I'm not trying to...
WrestleMania 31! Tony Montana versus Ike Turner! Cocaine on a pole, man.
That's right. You give me fucking 12
that's
kilos.
On this one.
LV, she'll be back on the Quelu. She'll love me in the morning. You too, Mel. You fucked up too. How many?
Fucking Manny.
I love how. Wait, hold on a second.
Tony, listen. You gotta calm down, okay? It's okay.
I love how she just interjects the fucking storylines and shit to it.
Calm down.
That's okay.
Cocaine on the pole, man.
Cocaine.
Turner. Yeah. Montana. <That's>
Halloween Havoc.
Halloween Havoc 2014.
That's right.
You know something, man. You are an asshole.
Yeah. You look like a fucking lizard, man. Put the thing away.
I tell you something, man. The chicks, they love it, man. You gotta do this to him.
Nah. See, I don't understand all this talking on them. All this talk. Excuse me, hold on. Hold on.
I want the world, David Crockett. I want the world and everything in it.
Descended to madness.
Yeah.
Kick on over here.
I apologize, man. I apologize.
Hey, that's what lack of respect.
Hold on. Sir, you trying to help Ike? That what you say? You trying to help Ike?
Let the man rest in peace, man.
You said you trying to help Ike? Oh no, everybody get out. We gotta have problems. Get out. Get the fuck out. Get out. Girl, you can't take that with you. This ain't flour.
Listen, he had my friend Angel Fernandez killed, okay?
Fucking Sosa would be like, I told you not to fuck me, Ike.
Who the fuck are you, little
monkey? Nah, see, Mr. Sosa, you ain't tell Ike not to fuck. You told Tony. See, I got San Antonio, I got Orlando, I got Green. I don't got time. This is good stuff you got here, Mr. Sosa. This is good, boy.
Oh, man.
This is good stuff.
Mr. X.
Shut up. Making all this noise in here.
Mr. X wants to know, does Tony Montana watch Dawson's Creek? Okay, listen, let me tell you something, okay? I don't watch none of those fucking Kids in the Water. None of that shit, okay? None of that shit. For all I know, Dawson could have my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's history.
Now, Ike watched. Nah, Ike was walking down by the creek. Then he saw some coke and he had to...
I just wanted to see if everybody watched Bound for Glory last Sunday.
We've already gone over that.
Bound for Glory.
Buzz Killington.
Well, you know.
You're fucking late. You're already late.
Actually, I didn't watch it. Because, you know, I had to weigh my options. Either I watched Bound for Glory that only has 30% of the TNA roster on it, or do I watch The Walking Dead and still give it?
Good, Swag, keep talking.
So I just watched something.
You don't know nothing about The Walking Dead.
And of the cast on it, and that was Total Divas and The Walking Dead on AMC.
Swax, you don't know nothing about The Walking Dead.
Yes, I do.
Keep talking.
Stop watching that fucking bullshit and watch the fucking Walking Dead.
So I said, the hell with Bound for Glory.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order.
What are you talking about?
So that's what I did.
I could be on there selling coke instead of shirts. You wanna sound like me? What's the coke? They have it in dime bags, kilos.
What am I an asshole?
I'll shove this glass right down your fucking throat.
My fucking asshole, man.
Fuck it.
What am I an asshole? Hey, give me some fucking juju beans, all right?
Hey, you said it to him, Henry. What are you doing, Henry?
You got hit in the mouth.
Nobody watched that fucking Bound for Glory shit. That shit was fucking bullshit. True. You sat there wasting your fucking time, man. Get on that fucking corner and make me my fucking money, man. Stop watching that fucking bullshit, man. I fucked up.
Yep, a wrestling Tourette's again.
Shut up.
What are you doing, Ray? You trying to put Goldberg or something?
Yeah, what the hell, Ray? What, you contagious?
The hell are you doing? Trying to put Goldberg?
I'm talking about fucking Goldberg, man. He fucking kill you. I get him to fucking kill you. Shit, I'm just fucking dead.
Hey, let's put it this way. I take Chris Benoit.
Roper is my fucking enforcer. Fucking fossil.
Anyway.
Yeah, Phil, keep why playing Swax's creepy theme song.
Okay. There you go.
Swax, this is what you do to the crap. I mean, the move.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I didn't wake the kid up.
Thorson's quick as my fucking sissies.
God, I hope Double A listened to this. I'd be fired. Yes, I have to give him the download of this. I'm going to get my walk-in papers Monday morning.
Oh, my God. Double A will live, man. Double A will live.
This is it.
I don't want to wait.
You know he likes Vanderbeek.
I want, no law for to be over.
I want to thank everybody for having me on. it's been a great ride.
I don't want to wait. Well, I love to be over, man. I don't want to fucking
shout
wait.
Out, shout out to Mega Powers.
Shout out to
you. Not going
to
make me fucking wait for
just
this
shout
fucking
out
love
to Mega
over.
Powers.
You're not going to make me look like a fucking asshole. My fucking love is forever.
Oh. Wow.
What do you have to say about this? I nah, Double A, I ain't
had nothing to do. I don't want to fucking hear that shit. Go take, snuck your fucking coke. I don't want to fucking hear that. Go slap your bitches
double
or something.
A,
I don't want to. Fuck you, I
ain't had nothing to do with it. What were we talking about again now? Nah, all this laughing and stuff. Y'all gotta be quiet. Keep it down now. Keep it down. Keep it down. I'm trying to write my song.
Oh,
that's
man.
That one, the chat room's vibing off of it.
Of course they are. They don't want to hear about fucking... They don't want to hear wrestling Tourette's or SmackDown or fucking Raw anymore. That's why. I had to defuse it.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ on a cracker. How did we go from Ike Turner...
Somebody said people should stick to what they know doing, boys.
Ike Turner to Tony Montana and Goodfellas.
To Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And then how do we... Oh,
hey, man.
Oh, man.
You know what we should do? We should book matches in our own voices. Or, like, or in our own, like, impersonations.
No. They would label me fucking bipolar if I did that chain. I can't do that.
That would be awesome.
I'd be like, yeah, Phil has a mood disorder, and he's got a, you know.
Next week, Ike Turner will be hosting the Wrestling Call-In Show. Thank you for calling the Wrestling Call-In Show. My name is Ike Turner.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order.
You can call in, and I don't want nobody on the phone. I just want him to self-talk, because... You know, I get jealous of anybody getting the credit. But, so how y'all feeling out there on the Ike Turner call in show?
It's the ITCIS.
Ike Turner call in show coming next week. We coming to San Antonio. We coming to Atlanta. We coming to Cleveland. We coming all over the world. We touring with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, now,
bring that whole cake on over here. Bring it on over here.
Funny.
Bring it on over here.
All right, guys.
Sorry.
Should we start pulling this train in, or what's the consensus here?
You're the host.
No, well,
it's not hacking. Tell Miss Matt Levy, he's not hacking this. Ike don't hack. He just that's cocaine. That's good. That high quality cocaine. I'm over here snoring.
I'm definitely losing my job after tonight.
You got people snoring coke.
I figured if I'm gonna go out, bro, I'm gonna go out with a bang. Fuck it.
You said you wanted to turn into a 90s party line.
Yeah, no, it was
cocaine.
I tried to defuse all that. I was like, I ain't gonna be that bad. I'll take a couple of calls. That turned into fucking debauchery.
And I take a couple of calls, you know.
That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a couple of calls.
You get Dusty. Where's Dusty at?
That Ike's a special kind of guy. He's special.
He's special, yeah.
Yeah, Phil, you took a couple calls. then Reed started with his Tourette's, and that was it.
I ain't got no fucking Tourette's. Stop saying I got fucking Tourette's, you fucking mooly. I'm tired of you talking about me.
Whoa.
What the fuck you doing,
man? Here you go again, Reed. Here you go again.
We're never going to have nice things. I'm going to lose my job. And it's not, you know, I'm so sorry.
What are you apologizing for? What are you talking about?
All right.
It's okay.
All right, let's start wrapping this up.
Right, Turner. Tony Montana. For right. Dusty Rhodes.
Let's start.
Did you go to hell? All
right, let's start. Let's cut some of the line off here. Sugar Shane, final thoughts?
I just want to say it was good hanging out with you guys tonight, so.
All right. Don't get arrested, all right? Avoid the clap.
Yeah, no problem. All right.
Have a good night, brother.
Shane, hey, take care, guys. Good night to Ike. Good night, Ike.
All right. Swax, final words.
Don't be somebody's stuntman.
Good night. Sorry. Sorry.
Good night. Good night.
Sorry. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's play this.
You guys are a bunch of degenerates, in the words of Bret Hart.
All right. As promised. We lost Stevie Ray somewhere. Stevie, good night. Thanks for calling in. God bless. Oh, man.
Make sure everybody tune in next week for the Ike Turner call-in show.
All right, so let's wrap this up. This is the Wrestling Call-In Show. Tomorrow night, yeah, 5 p.m., you got Surfer with Jordan, right? What are you reading? Surfer, what's going on tomorrow?
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about. Walking Dead, Flash, Arrow. I mean, so many TV shows go. All this news Marvel's dropping. And what a relive the past. It's just a lot. We got a lot to talk about.
All right, so tune in, man. 5 p.m., what are you reading? Comic book show, Surfer and Jordan. Of course, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, you got the rant.
Not going to tune in.
Of course we are.
Call
in.
Yeah, I don't call in because it's my Sunday fun day. You know, but I listen, I download, I support. Wednesday evening, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 9 p.m. live. Myself and normally Mega Powers, Tony C. filling in this week. Clash of the Champions 16 is the topic of discussion.
What's the title of the show? Firebreaker.
Firebreaker chip, baby. Surfer, any last words before you go?
Yeah, I hope you learned your lesson, Big Phil, not to let on the air. And you got to realize that when it's Saturday night, the loopiness comes out on people. Just saying.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful night. All right. Tony C. Final words, sir?
This was awesome.
Don't get used.
You know it's only going to be worse on Wednesday night.
Well, I was going to say, don't get used to this because I don't know if I can top this tonight, man.
This was high quality radio, my friend.
Well, I appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight.
And Ike Turner may show back up on Tuesday, but you just got to keep your ears out for him.
Rage, my tag team partner. Any final words?
I don't even know what the hell to say. This is awesome. This was just fucking awesome.
Well, I want to thank Will for having me on tonight and Double A for allowing me, and now he'll fire me. I want to thank everybody who hung out with us tonight on a Saturday night, just as bored as I was. So on behalf of Stevie Ray and Swax and Sugar Shane and everybody who called in, my partner Rage, Tony C, my tag team partner on Wednesday, I'm Phil Ray. Thank you so much for joining in tonight. We'll see you guys next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Don't get arrested. Avoid the clap. And go Vikings tomorrow.
Snort some coke.
And cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Go Rangers!
That's right. Good night, guys.
Go Cowboys. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah, that's right. Everything. Everything. Yeah.
crazy fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet, cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for your new guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove? Huh? Who's with the juice? You know, I gave you silk suits, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice, cause you still young. That's right, you still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know? You're gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that Alicat, Coan, Hush Puppy, Shoe, and Crump Cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids. Did you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. It's my world. You just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out of here. That, don't touch that.